Blog Talk Radio.
Today, gentlemen, I've been honored to coach you. More honored to take you into the field of battle. But there's another honor to be bestowed upon you. And that is the mantle that comes with that question.
Who am I?
I am a champion!
That's right. You need to remember that all through this game.
I will conquer what has not been conquered. These people will not be in my creed. I will believe what others have doubted. I will always endeavor to hold esteem, honor, and respect for my team. I have trained my mind and my body will fall.
Who am I? I am a champion!
I will acknowledge the fact that my opponents do not expect me to win. But I will never surrender. Weakness will not be in my heart. I will look to my comrades and to those who have brought me to this world and those who have trained me. And I will draw strength from them.
Who am I?
I am a champion!
I will gradually go out to the field of battle. And I will move in everything I can do. And I will reach my field of battle at any means at my disposal. And when I get there, I will rise violently. I will rip the heart from my enemy and leave it bleeding on the ground. Because he cannot stop me.
Who am I?
I am a champion.
To my side, I have comrades. Comrades that have been through me through thick and thin. Through sacrifice, through blood, through sweat, through tears. Never will I let them fall. Never will I let them down, and I will never leave an enemy behind. Because our opponent does not know my heart.
Who am I?
I am a champion!
No one will deny me. No one will define me. And no one will tell me who and what I am and can be. Belief will change my world. It has moved continents, it has moved countries, it has put man on the moon. And it will carry me through this battle.
Who am I?
I am a champion!
Defeat, retreat, those are not in my words. I don't understand those definitions. I don't understand when things go wrong. I don't understand mistakes. But I do understand this. I understand victory, and I understand never surrendering. No matter how bad things go, my heart, my mind will carry my body, and my limbs are too weak.
Who am I?
I am the champion!
Today will be that day. Not tomorrow, not next week, but right now, right here, in your house, in your home.
Who am I?
I am the champion!
History will remember me! I will not let worry about him being kind! I will define myself! I will write my own praises! And no one will tell me what I can never be! I will never go out, not knowing I've given everything I've got! Cause who am I?
I am the champion!
Who am I?
I am the champion!
Who am I?
I am the champion!
Who am I?
What the fuck?
Are we out?
Ridge, what's happening?
Can't hear no. This Squinch, what's up? What's up,
Squinch, dog? What's going on? Hey, man, we've been having serious issues with this tonight, man. But it's gonna take us a minute, but we'll have it right back in order, though.
Okay. You know I'm a favorite participant of the show, baby.
Oh no doubt, and we appreciate you calling in. Let me see. Hey, Ridge.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, come on in, brother. Go on and get this started while I keep working this to get it in order
okay,
for us.
Before anybody says, we're going to mute everybody because just to give everybody a heads up, down in I think it was Maryland, one of our fellow grudge racers was killed in a car accident tonight. Big Hoss. Was in a terrible accident where he succumbed to his injuries. And we want to have a moment of silence to to him, for him, and send out a special prayer for his family. And I'm just going to give a short prayer because, you know, somebody lost a husband, somebody lost a father, somebody, you know, lost a brother, somebody lost their uncle tonight to this sport called drag racing. So we definitely, we're going to have a short prayer for comfort for him and his family. And I just want to start there right now. And Father God, we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, just asking that you just give this family comfort. We ask that you just be with this family during this dark time. We ask that you be with his close friends and be with his loved ones. Just give them comfort and give them understanding, because we know not the hour or the time that you will call us home. We just ask that you just can be with us as a racing community. But again, we send out our prayers and we send down, we just send out comfort to that family, to that wife. And we just ask that you keep us humble. Give his family the comfort and the answers that they need. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Junior, you back up?
I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry. I'm having some issues here with this, but again, on behalf of Little Tony, the Motor City Mafia, you know, we send our condolences, prayers to the family, and I mean, it's a terrible time, but you know, this is what we do. Hey Reg, I'm gonna open up a couple mics here because I gotta reschedule everything on here, but I will be on and I will open up for you. All right.
All right. Well, as we know,
I'm
yesterday. As we know, yesterday there was a.
Yeah.
Well,
go
just
ahead,
to kick it off, as we know, yesterday was a. The no ET, and we heard, I wasn't there. Slouch was still in traveling. I was at an event for church, but we heard that it was a great turnout, a great shootout. It was some good matchups that people were longing to see, and we're just looking to get some feedback from some of the racers, some of the people that attended, and some highlights of the event. But, you know, I know there was a I heard it was a good race between Rubes and Kip. We're going to give a shout-out to Team Z. They had their cars on keel yesterday. Brian Davis was the champion of the shootout. But, you know, I heard they had their car on keel. I heard a lot of people look good. But a shout-out to Brian Davis for getting it done with Team Z, Chris Tootin. You get props where props is due. And we heard Squinchy's son looked pretty good yesterday from the videos we saw. I mean, he's a hard man to beat on the light. He's an up and comer, and I think he's gonna make some noise in the upcoming season. You know, he's a young gun, young Jedi is what I call him. I think he's doing a great job. I heard Dom looked good, Crank looked good. Rubes look good. You know, we're just looking for some good things to come out of them, of those guys, especially with Jimbo behind the wheel for Crank. And we're, you know, again, those guys put out a good shot, a shootout yesterday. So, props out to him and his squad. And I'm not sure if Meatball is around or if he's out, he's lurking. But as Meatball always says, no snitching. I don't know if you get a shout out to Big Fred and his bar. I believe it's called Old English Grill. Is that correct or am I wrong?
East English Village Bar and Grill.
If you haven't had a chance, and I haven't either, but from the looks of the video, the Young Money Takeover, amazing bar. Put a lot of money into that bar. I think, you know, we got to support Fred and his in his, you know, in what he does with his bar, you know, his establishment. We got to make sure we support him in any kind of in any way possible. So a shout out to Fred, amazing bar from, you know, looking at the videos. It's, and, you know, when Fred does something, he does it 100.
Yeah.
When he puts his heart in everything he does. So again, shout out to Fred as our major sponsor. And like Meatball says, no.
Man, you need to call in for my show on Thursday just to shout the show out.
Oh, sorry about that. Sorry about that. I opened the wrong mic. Go ahead. Go ahead, Rich. I see we got Tony on there. What's going on, brother?
Tone.
Yes, sir. And big shout out to little Tony down there in Virginia, wherever he's at, putting in work, street car beating a race car. Big shout out to that.
Yeah.
Tone, what's happening, brother? What's going on, man?
Junior, what's the deal? What's happening,
man?
What's going on, man?
Listen, man. Listen. We behind
schedule. What's up, Tone?
Everything was discombobulated, but it seemed like it's starting to come back into order. What's going on down there, brother?
I'm in Buzz Creek, Maryland right now, and I don't know, the pond kind of dry. I've been
maybe
going to trailer,
there and
there.
Huh?
What was that?
I say I'm down here in Buds Creek, Maryland right now, and the pond is kind of dry. I've been going from,
right.
Me and Ronnie been going from trailer to trailer trying to find a fish, and it just ain't happening.
I mean, come on, brother. You got a daily driver that you drove down there, man. They got to have some type of action down there for you in Maryland.
They won't move, Junior. They won't move. The only thing... You know, as soon as we came in the gate, you know, Ronnie wanted to go hunting, but I told him, well, you know, Ronnie, if somebody tell us, come on right now, I said, it's a little too hot. I said, let's wait till sundown when if they say, come on now, we can go. So,
right.
You know, we pulled in, we parked, we, you know, set up camp. As soon as the sun started setting, you know, we went hunting and we came up barehanded. I mean, we sent teams out looking and, every time we thought we have a bite, and we bring them over, and they look at the car, they say, oh, no, we seen that on YouTube last night. We don't want
to
do that.
I mean, what is there to look at the car? It's a CTS, a Cadillac wagon. I mean, what's there to look at, man? I mean, you got a custom paint job on it or something? Huh?
No, they said it's the one that they saw down in Virginia yesterday. Putting in work, and they say they don't want none of that. And Junior,
okay.
Mind you, not we haven't approached not one vehicle that was driven into the drag strip. Everything we've approached been on the trailer.
Hey man, make sure you got your camera guys down there, don't you?
Yeah, got any pictures here.
Make sure you put them suckers on blast down there. You know, I'm going to say something, but I don't mean no disrespect by it, but anybody that's been to the college, which we have attended, anything that has to do with D.C. or Maryland, there's certain rumors that float around about them motherfuckers. Yeah, motherfuckers. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Okay. You know, I got to laugh out of you. I know you already know what I'm talking about. All right, motherfuckers, ain't nothing else to say about it then. But for the most part, I understand. Go ahead.
But hold on. Let me say it. Big Sham was able to find one.
Right.
It was about a 2000 vet.
Hold on. That just came. Hey, Sam, mute your mic. Hold on. He don't know. He must not know his phone's open. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, Sam had found somebody that was talking like he was interested in We went over and looked at the car. It looked like a little more than what we could handle head up, but we were and we are willing to race. But, I mean, the guy just don't want to do nothing for us. He look a little too tough for us, so, you know, I'm going to have to stand down on that one. But, you know, everything else, we couldn't get no action. I mean, we had people that when we pulled in came over to us. They didn't want to lock in, but they wanted us to commit to racing, which we did. It was a G8. I told them my only thing, man, is I told the guys it's 85 degrees here right now. I said, give it to you this evening when the sun go down and we'll be ready to go. He said, okay, I ain't got no problem with that. And then, you know, they had the fatality here, so that held things up in itself. And as soon as they got us back to a green drag strip, I asked the guy, you know, was he ready to go? He said, nah, I had a bunch of people come over and tell me I'm trying to commit suicide. Don't mess with that Cadillac. So I'm going to stand down. So, you know, that was that.
Well, I mean, I ain't going to say nothing else, but I see they follow suit out here as they do in school, so, I mean, shit, those that understand, y'all motherfuckers know what I'm talking about, shit. But for the most part, Tone, I mean, I understand, again, man, it was a major loss. Yeah.
And let me ask Junior, did you mention and give condolence to the family of the
race? Yes, sir.
Long Island Joe and Larry T said they were going to donate a portion of the proceeds from this race to the man's family. So that was a real.
There you go. That is one of Joe's. Long Island Joe's racing partners, you know, and it's heartfelt across the board. But yeah, you know, Reg gave a prayer. You know, we paid our respects, and you know, I mean, it's a sad state, but it is what we do, you know, and I understand that earlier in the day, for those. You know, because those that aren't there, you don't want them to misconstrued what went on. At one point, the race was going to be canceled, which if you want to fill them in on that, Tone, you can let everybody know why the race continued.
Yeah, because the man lost his life, they had to bring the investigators in, you know, coroners in to get the body off, you know, dog rig, Marotti, go through. And this was like, you know, 10 o'clock this morning. And out of respect for, you know, the man and his family, they were going to cancel and, you know, just basically give everybody rain checks to come back whenever, wherever. And, the man's wife came, and she said, "Nah, he was a racer. He loved racing, and he wanted everybody to keep racing." So she emphatically asked the track owner and Long Island Joe and Larry T to go ahead on with the race. So she's still here at the drag strip, and they got everything cleaned up, everything out, and they started sending them out on their way.
You know, I just wanted you to clear that up because, you know, sometimes you have people that will say things without knowing what's really going on. And, I mean, never think that it was a lack of respect that the race continued. You know, as
no,
Tony
stated. Everybody was loading up. His wife insisted, don't nobody go up. She said for us to leave would be disrespect. Go ahead and race.
Well, I'm gonna go ahead, Tone, and open up a couple lines here. Let's see where we are. 248-6593. Your mic is open.
What's up? What's up? You know, this Squinch on the line. You know,
what's going on?
What happened?
Hey, we gotta mute somebody.
No, that's Tony, the background from the track. Hey, Tony, mute your mic. If you hear anything, jump
okay.
in.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Had a good little event. Shouts out to my man's family and my prayers. Hate to hear that about any of one of my grudge family members. You know, I love y'all all. And hate for anything to happen, anything with anybody. But, we went down there and did our thing. We tried to do our thing yesterday. Little Chris made a few rounds in the shootout. And I got
a
few jazz thing. To take it, people. Yeah, we knocked. He had a little grudge race that's been brewing on a Facebook thing with the Superman car, Bad Company. So that was little brother to Brian Davis and them. So we knocked them out. We stretched them out with a couple buses. We ain't used no cars on them. We used buses. Shouts out to Bad Company Superman car. They did their thing by coming out and racing. Shouts out to them all the way. You know, the little cat that drove the car, his father. You know, good people with Brian Davis. Appreciate him. As always, I want to be mad at Brian. Talk about him, but I can't because he goes saving the day. I go down this trailer, have the parts on my car. He get me. Something break. Brian Davis right there to hand it to me. Got to say, Bad Company done looked out again. I'm going to have to put a sticker on the car. But Peso and them put on a good event, man.
There you go.
Can't be mad at Brian. Yeah, he always. I got to race Brian, and he is giving me parts. I'm like, oh, you make a show I get to the line. And we have a problem on the line. Back the car up and go ahead and race them, you know. So it was a good time. I appreciate it.
That's a good thing. I'm glad. I mean, it's been a long time coming. We've been waiting on the weather to break to be able to have a decent event. So I'm glad. I'm glad you guys had a good time. Glad it worked out.
Oh yeah, we ain't got the car all the way dialed in, but every shootout, it ain't about the car. I don't want nobody to say it ain't about the car. It's about my drive. That's all I'm trying to do is hone little Chrissy and get him much seat time. So every little event, every shootout that I know I'm going to lose, I'm paying for experience. I'm putting them in to race all these
That's
heavy
it.
Hitters. Everybody keep thinking we got a stupid, stupid fast car. Nope. I'm betting on my driver. I'm going with my driver because I know what he can do. You know, we're going to try it. It's luck that you sometimes can work your way, circumstances and everything. So I'm going to tell all these guys and say, all these big cars in there, I ain't getting in the shootout. Let me tell you something. I'm there to support my shootout whether I think I'm going to win or not. That little money I put in brings spectators to see these cars get in there. I got in the event to give a show. It wasn't about me trying to really get the money because I felt like I was outmatched. I felt I could try to get it, and like I showed the guys, I went round by round and got lucky in rounds. So that's how it works. So y'all guys, you know, get these cars. Y'all got these bad cars. It ain't about that, man. Get in these events. Try to get in these shootouts, man. Support Peso, never scared, man. You got to do that. Got to get your cars in there, man, because we ain't going to get nowhere without you. You know, the people come to see us, man. We got to get in, man.
That's right.
That's what I'm doing. I'm going to show everybody. I'm going to show them.
I'm going to tell you one thing. You know, yeah, each man does what he does for himself. But you know what? When it's all said and done, the fan recognition, if it ain't for the fans, if you go out to the track by yourself and make 30 hits, okay, you had a good time making your hits, but it ain't the same thing as when the fans are there. They're supporting you, they're praising you, or even if they're dogging you. Because even when they dog you, they motivate you, you know? I mean, first and foremost, to me, for those who put on the shows, your fans are your priority, you know?
Yes, they are.
Your fans,
in the sense of
entertaining them and giving them people what they come out to see, you know? After that comes your racers. Your racers are your priority, you know, because you have to give the racers, you know, a level playing field and try to give them the best you can, you know.
Yes.
But,
and everybody, you know, this.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No,
I
got to
say
I'm
one more thing.
Yeah, come on. Come on with it. We're going to open up the mic.
Okay, people saying is you know, say squish. Listen, people, I just get the car there. Really, it's Lil Chris. It's Lil Chris and Myra. I gotta put the people on In Motion Performance, man. That's the one to do. The tuner and the drive. It ain't me. I just help get the stuff together from the spot me to make a car. Lil Chris do it and Myra. So I just really, really want that because my fan base is getting big. I don't want mine bigger. It's Lil Chris. I talk a lot. I talk. I don't drive. It's Lil Chris. I give it out to him, man. He I ain't nowhere without him. I'm just a big mouth guy with a car, so I'm being 100 with that. That's Lil Chris. Y'all guys want to hit him up. That's who y'all. That's who doing the thing. It ain't me.
That's what he up and coming, man. And they say he a trigger, boy. They say he a trigger.
He a killer.
I see they already starting. Hold on 1 minute. Don't go nowhere, Squinch. I'm opening up these lines, bro.
My bad. I ain't trying to press.
No.
My bad.
Yeah, okay. I see you found out it was you. 414-6614, your mic is open.
What's going on, Junior?
What's happening, man? What's going on, Brother Stokes?
I'm chilling out, brother. Hey, man, shoot out my condolences, man, to the brother, man, that lost his life today, man, at the track, man.
No doubt. I mean, I'll tell you this. I'm gonna give y'all the number for those that don't have it to Long Island Joe. So it starts at 7:30. I mean, you'd have to call it in.
I got it.
If I'm not mistaken, it starts at 7:30 Central Time. I may be wrong, but I'll give you guys the number. I mean, if you can, call him tomorrow, man. Show him some support because that's one of the guys out of his crew. That's one of the guys that went down there with him from New York, New Jersey. And, I mean, just to be able to hear, you know, not those around you, but from around the country, you know, to be able to hear, hey, man, you know, we feel your pain, we support you, and we're here for you. I mean, even if it's just one person, it'll mean a lot to them, you know. But let me go and give you the number real quick. Hold on, I don't have my glasses on. It's 347-850-1016. 347-850-1016. That's for Long Island Joe show. You know, I know that him the same as Lamont's family. I mean that'll mean a lot to them. You know, to have some support from the guys. You know, but what's happening, Stokes? What's going on, man?
No, man, I ain't doing nothing, man. Just chilling, man. Man, I went to a panic, man, at about like 6:50. I went to a panic, man. I'm like, man, what the hell going on?
Listen,
ain't no show tonight.
You couldn't have been in a bigger panic than me finding out. I'm driving and find out, oh, my God, we ain't got a show schedule. Shit. But, I mean, we made it. We here, though, you know.
Yeah.
But, I'm going to leave your mic open, brother. Let me go. Let me go and open up a couple of these lines, man. Appreciate
right,
you
bro.
Calling in, man. 313-9248.
No,
your mic is open.
What up, though, Junior? Everybody.
What's happening? Cecil, what's
up, brother?
Young
Money.
Come on in, brother. What's going on, man?
Just listening at the show. I want to give our condolences from you know, from our team over this way, on the guy that lost his life.
That's what's
up. Sorry to hear that. Yeah, that's a bad time. Praying this for the beginning of the year that we can go through the season without losing any celebration. But it then took one of us already.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not saying this in a wrong or disrespectful manner, but, you know, this is what we choose to do.
Yes, yeah, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And a lot of us do this with everything, with every
drop
in our heart, in our souls, in our body. And sometimes this is the sacrifice for it, you know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, it's like everything in life, you know. We go through it, we learn from it, you know. We live through it, and, you know, we keep going, you know.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to touch bases on the Noya T yesterday. It was a great show.
Yeah,
and
come on.
I took all the shots. I'm going to tell you who turned the show out. Lil' Chris, he turned it out. Lil' Chris, he welcome. He can drive my car anytime because that little joker can drive. Nice car. Everybody, a lot of guys looked at impressive. A lot of guys didn't. I ain't going to say the guys that didn't look impressive. But there was a lot of guys that looked in real good. And Lil' Chris, he was one of them. You know Dom, he going to always look good. Ruben though, looking good. I was one of the best racers yesterday. And well, we lost some money yesterday, but it was all right. It was a nice show out. Mother Nature gave us the best day she could have gave us, and it was good. I think it ain't gonna do nothing but get better and better, better and better.
That's
but
it.
Like I say, shouts out to Lil' Chris. It was a nice time out.
I mean, from here on out, it can only get better, man. You know, we've been through
a lot of it with
the weather, racing wise, but I mean, from what I've seen, I wasn't there. I mean, it's turning around, you know, and these shows that are coming up, races that are coming up, I mean, the competition's going to get real tough. I mean, everybody, at least up your way right now, you know, everybody got an idea, okay, who's shaking, who ain't shaking, so they're going to get in gear. They're going to get in gear, most definitely, man.
Hey, Junior, did anybody get back with BET for that shit he was talking about us?
You want me to tell you something? I won't even acknowledge it.
Yeah, because I hate motherfuckers that ain't got a car always talking. He talking about he made people famous. He ain't make nobody famous. Ugly, crackhead-looking motherfucker.
I'm going to tell you something real simple the way I look at it. If you ain't a fighter, you know, my analogy of things, I love the fight game. If you are not a fighter, do not come talk to me about nothing that has to do with fighting. If what you do is take pictures and videos of people fighting until you get in there and you get hit in the mouth or you throw a punch, don't say nothing to me because you know nothing about other than what you see. You know, so
yeah,
I mean,
it don't
matter what he says, because before him and after him, we still gonna be here doing what we've been doing. So I'm gonna use one of your fellow brothers from Michigan, Wayne's words. He's irrelevant at this time, so it don't mean shit.
Hey Wayne, Junior, one time before you leave. That's right. You heard it first from BET.
Yeah, yeah.
You fucking
that's
ugly
right.
motherfucker.
That's right. That's right. Shit.
You heard
it
first.
That's right. Hold on a minute. Let me go and open up some of these mics. 313-8435. Your mic is open.
What
313-435. Young Money, what's up?
Young Money, what's up?
I mean, it's the Young Money show usually, so. Come on with it.
Yeah.
What's happening?
I give out my nothing. I'm chilling, man. I'm chilling. I'm sorry what happened today, man. I give out my condolences to the family.
No doubt.
You know.
No doubt.
You know. Yesterday was a bomb in Marlin, though. It was off the chain.
The Young Money put in some work, man.
Yeah.
No, we was broke.
Chris. Yeah, I know Lil' Chris Young Money though.
Hold on. We gonna bag up now. I understand. Lil' Chris is an up and coming assassin for Young Money. Correct?
Yes, sir.
Right.
Okay,
yes, sir.
I'm talking about them certified killers.
Right,
hello.
Right.
Hello. Okay then.
He ain't there yet, Junior. But
okay. Okay.
He ain't there yet. But that you better not sleep on him. He ain't scared.
Oh, no,
that's
no,
why
no,
I'm
no,
liking.
No,
he
no,
got
no,
the heart
no.
of a tiger.
The way I just said it, you see the way I said it. I said it with the utmost respect. What I was speaking about was all them old assassins. I ain't talking about that young hungry killer. I'm talking about them old assassins. Or did they stay at home? Or they under the bed? Or what went on? I wasn't there. That's why I'm asking now. Come on, young man.
All right,
come on.
I ride with Chris any day. You know what I'm saying? He
right.
a good driver. You know what I'm saying?
No
I ride him any day to self.
No
you
doubt.
Hey,
Junior,
you
see the pass he made, Junior?
You know what? I haven't been able to sit down and go through the Facebook, through the videos yet.
Oh, my God. He stayed in it, Junior. He stayed in it, Junior, and didn't get out of it.
Hey, Junior.
I mean, most guys, even some big guys, would have got out of it.
Hey, Junior.
Yeah.
Little Chris was on kill. He was
okay.
Like an inch away from the line going across. He stayed in it.
No.
He rode the line all the way through.
My God, did he?
Yeah.
That's that heart of a lion. That's that heart of a lion.
Yes, sir.
A young lion ain't got no fear in him. Ain't got no fear.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't want to.
You know what I'm saying? Another 6 months, he's going to be in that yellow thing. He's really going to be killing people in it.
Oh, my God, yes.
They got another car coming out. It's a Young Money car. It's yellow thing. It's coming from Greenville. It's turning.
Ain't that the one that had the Pillsbury Doughboy on it?
Yes, my brother.
Okay.
It's coming back out.
I pay a little bit of attention now.
Little Chris the
Just
driver.
A little bit. That's what's up, man. And the thing is that because he's young, as he goes along, he's only going to get better, man. That's all that's going to happen there. He's going to get better as time goes by.
You're right about that. That boy's cutting old people necks off. Old head, he's talking about old head. They don't have a chance to get that young boy.
That's what's up.
Yeah. I mean,
well,
I don't want to get nobody. Oh, yeah.
Come on,
Junior.
I don't want to get nobody all shook up, but I think if
Hello?
Chris wouldn't have broke the tire, that race with Chucky, oh, my
Hello?
God. He would have been right there.
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Hold on.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah.
Hey, what we got here?
Hey, we got little Chris on. I brought him on in. He wanted to get in and give his shout out. And thank you.
Come on in.
Hello?
Come on in, Chris. Come on in, brother.
What's up? This my thing.
There you go.
Don't say what you got to say, man.
Yeah, look. Yeah, I just want to say thank y'all for all the support and everything.
That's what's up,
hey,
man.
As anybody knows, he has man a few words. He don't really talk too much, Junior. He really don't say a lot.
I see he's the opposite of his daddy.
That's exactly why when I made them passes, they told me to get away from the car.
Hey, good job with your car and your son, Clint.
There you go.
I appreciate it. This is the first time ever. He listens, but he never speaks on the show.
Don't be gun shy. Come on in here and, shit. When you got to lay the smack down, lay it down, brother. Don't be shy. Come on now. But I'm glad it's coming together for you.
Hey, Squinty, who is Chris looking for now, Squinty?
Well, he was totally upset after that race, man. He was totally, and you know, he don't feel he had the best possible car he had when he raced Chuck. Because even though they had
you couldn't really
car,
tell it. You couldn't really fucking tell it. Because that motherfucker was right there on side of Chucky. I don't give a fuck who get that, mad.
They, well,
that bitch was
they
on side of that motherfucker.
Yeah, they, well, you know, I got to give them much respect, and they talk to me about it, and I don't know if they was playing it safe, and I gotta believe maybe a little bit, but, and then a lot of, we ride, and Chris know how to hit the tree, and they might not have been coming at their fullest, but the thing is, we want them at their fullest if that was the case, and we going to be at our fullest, but it was still a damn fast race, and, you know, they never got out of sight of us. We, you know, Chris was right there, and he come back and said, man, I was right there and couldn't get him. He couldn't get him where he wanted. We had an issue, as y'all see, when we left.
See, that's the heart of a lion, man. He was determined. He was determined. He wanted to win. I like that attitude.
And this is another thing. Mylan ran with us with little Chris 100%. Mylan wanted to see that race go on more than anything because they didn't make sure he got his license. Got to give out a shout to our home track. Peso and Wayne made sure Chris got down the track. Wayne, the car was first. My big dog made sure that car was right. You know, he made sure it was right. We had a little issue and we got it down the track, man.
That's what's up there.
Shouts out to Rule, too. Rule was moving that Liberty like a motherfucker. He was shifting that bitch. That was one of the best races of the day besides Lil Chris race.
Rude, flag. Go ahead.
Man, he was going through the motherfucking gears, man. Oh, my God.
Oh, he a banger.
That was beautiful.
Don't say too much.
What you say?
Leave it alone. I said, don't say too much. Leave it alone. You're going to give it away.
Okay. What do you think? I'm going to leave it alone here.
Leave it alone.
Hey, give me. You guys hold on. I'm going to leave your mics open. Let me go on and open up a few more. We got a lot of hands, though. 313-0178, your mic is open.
What's the deal?
Kimo, what's going on, brother? Come on in, man. What's
up? My favorite baby.
Bitch.
What's up, Kimo? I saved your life.
Now, how you do that? I'm on life support right now. How you save my life?
We ain't gonna talk about it. Hey, y'all, I'm gonna put the real shots out. What people don't see behind the scenes is Kimo, my man. Kimo, a class act. We talk a lot of crap on the show, but Kimo, my man. He had issues yesterday. He was gonna give me a race off the trailer. It didn't materialize. He raced Jimbo, and he had some real issues. That's my man.
I mean, that's what's up, man. I mean, sooner or later, it's all going to come together, man. And all that's going to do is make for some hellified racing. That's just what it's going to do. You know, we still, I understand what month we're in, but, you know, we still early in the season, you know.
Well, Junior, I won't say, you know, that's a true saying. The faster cars don't always win. I thought for sure Don would be in that. Dom Jr. and Kip would be in the finals. One of them three cars, but it wasn't them three cars in that final.
That's the way it goes, man. You know, for the most part, the fastest car should win, but it don't always win.
It don't always win. That's right.
That's right. That consistent one, the consistent one is the one that's dangerous. That's the one you got to watch out for. I'm going to leave your mic open, Kimo. We're going to keep going down the line. 313-9145, your mic is open. 313-9145, your mic is open.
Oh, hey, Junior, you know what? I re-steered the fans about Mike Geist. Man, Mike Geist cut rolling the track yesterday. Boy, he went on and got down. He raced somebody.
Did he?
Yeah, Mike Geist come in that motherfucker and race yesterday.
There you go. That's what's up. Then that tells you it's going to be a hell of a year, boy. 708-6369. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Junior? What's going on, fellas, man? It's Cadillac,
what's
man.
Happening, man?
Back and hey, man, I just want to give my condolences to the family, man, on that missed-out today, man.
There you go, man.
Way to show support. Man, you know, it just show you, man, you know, not to put a spot on nothing, man, but it's just how life is. We don't know how life is so short, man, and precious. So as long as we're doing something that we love and we like, that's the way it is, man. We have to tell God thank you and keep moving, brother.
That's right. That's right.
And just real talk, get my controller. And I'm just enjoying the show, man. Man, back, man. That's all.
There you go. Appreciate you calling in, Cadillac.
Ain't no problem, man.
There you go. I'm gonna leave your mic. I'm gonna leave your mic.
Yeah, what's up?
734-2900.
Hey, Kimo, get down on your nose. Hey, I'm about there, baby. I go Tuesday and see what they done did. See where I'm at.
Oh, okay. What you was having, open heart surgery?
Just having a few what they call suspension problems.
Oh, some of your limbs weren't working right.
Yeah, my limbs working, baby. They working right now though. Make sure they all in tune. But you just get yourself together.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Yeah, that's what I'm glad to hear that. It's about time. I want you to have no excuse. Get down.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm on the operating table as we speak.
You say what?
I'm on the operating table as we speak.
Hey, that's what's up. Hey, it ain't nothing wrong with being operated on as long as you ain't out. That's it.
Well, Joe, I'm going to leave your mic open. Hey, Chuck, come on in, brother.
What's up, fellas? How you doing?
Man, how's it going? How you doing?
Oh, what's not too bad. I've been tired, but I had to work on the motor today and pull it all out.
Well, congratulations on a good event, man. You know, I wasn't there, but I kept getting updates and hearing, and I mean, you did what you were supposed to do. You know, you went round after round, and you got the W. So congratulations to you and your team on that, brother.
Yeah, I was the only person that actually had a race every round. Little Chris had two buys, and Mark had two buys. I had to race every single damn round.
There you go. They made you work for it, man.
Oh, that's all right. It ain't no fun if you ain't working for it.
That's right. That's right. So how bad is it, Chuck? Is it something?
I broke my transmission. I had a brand-new transmission, broke it on Friday when I was out testing. And then Jimbo just got a transmission. I borrowed his. And the pass I made against Lil' Chris, something funky was going on with it. My nitrous kept cutting in and out. And then when I went and to go race Mark and them, the trans finally gave way on me, lugged my motor down. And I don't know if you've seen the video or not, but I had a huge backfire, and it blew the side of my piston out.
Wow.
So I got that torn apart now. I'm going to try to hurry up and get rushed and everything and slap it together. I got a piston at the house for it. I've already got the head off. I got a little piston material on the sidewall. I'm trying to clean it up tomorrow and see if I can't slap another slug in it. To be back out of mine on Friday. Or Saturday, the Saturday, unless if Squinchy think little Chris or anybody else think he's got something for me, I'd be more than happy to race him. I ain't taking nothing from the kid. He's got good heart. He did his thing. But I mean, if you want to be real, we'd be real. He can come get some.
There you go.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing else to say after that now.
Other than I got to lock in. You said you're going to be ready. It'll be that Saturday. So when I'm on the property, I'll see what we're going to do. We're going to leave it at that.
It ain't no problem. You squinch, I ain't got no issues with you. Whenever you want to do something, you know I'm around.
Yep. That's what I like, Brock.
I mean that's the way to do it. If you're gonna put them in, put them in with the big dogs, you know.
Hey,
I mean, shit, that's the way to go.
Having fun. Hey, what's the name? They had an old time show about this little puppy dog with all the heart in the world. It was called Underdog. There we go. We are the underdogs.
I tell you that shootout definitely
made the day. There was a lot of people who wouldn't have went out in grudge race and put up their money because everyone's setup right now is new. Everyone's testing. So we got to give everyone credit for at least trying to get in the shootout because a lot of people don't understand is not only when someone comes out with a new car and if they don't like that number, they're obviously not going to grudge race. But for them to even get into a shootout and take the chance of getting their ass busted and having everyone heckle them, that takes a lot of balls for a lot of these racers to do that. A lot of times with these races, it's not about the money. It's about winning and losing. You know, most people don't bet what they can't afford to lose, so the money's not the issue with a lot of these guys. It's the putting yourself next to someone else and getting your ass blown out. We had all the big dogs. We had Squinchy. I love Squinchy for throwing his money in and getting the car in. Not saying that the car isn't of that caliber, but everyone knew that he was the underdog, like he just said. But, you know, he still went in there and put his money in there and gave it hell. So, you know, if we get a couple more people like that who want to take a chance, the racing community will grow even more.
That's right. That's right. I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, it on paper, the fastest car should win, but it doesn't always. And sometimes
the problem is the fastest car needs the most power, which means it's harder to manage.
You need a little bit of luck. You know, I've seen it come from the bottom of the ladder, and I mean they scratch and bite and everything that could go right for them goes right for them, and they win it. And the following week, they can't even get into the water box. You know, sometimes you got to be lucky.
Problem with that, Chucky, is ain't nobody like Squinchy. Did you really see the man run around the track? Zip, damn fool. Never shut up. I mean, all over the place.
I mean, shit, he's supposed to.
Hey, the only time I ever see Squinchy is when he needs to borrow something on my damn trailer. He don't never come hang out.
Oh, man, he stopped by my trailer quite often. And ruffle little feathers over there. So, you know, he's just a zip damn fool, man. I understand him.
He's always smiling, man.
That's what he's supposed to do, Kimo. That's his job, you know.
Hey, you was just gonna appreciate me putting his son in there.
Huh?
He was just a proud father putting his son in there with some heavyweights. I liked it that.
That's
I
right.
wish I could get my little retarded ass son to do that shit. I ain't gonna want to do nothing.
That just ain't his fault.
Well,
little
Chris, you can
sure
drive my car anytime you want to. I wish I had a driver like that. You know, there's a lot of good drivers. I like all you guys that are driving the hell out y'all cars. That's a beautiful thing. I like seeing that. I wish we had like a 20 car shootout though. Because it was so
and
exciting
you know,
seeing
you know,
all the
that,
cars.
That comes with time. As people start sorting them out, it'll come together. It'll definitely come together.
Gold Digger was in the shootout, too, just so everyone knows. But they broke beforehand. So make sure everyone gives props to those guys. They put up their money, just like everyone else, but didn't get to make the round. Gold Digger.
Gold Digger put in their money.
And then Brian Hennessy with Wicked Quick Racing. The guy just brought the car out, brand spanking new, and put his money up to get in the shootout just to try it. And Gold Digger and Brian Hennessy, he's got a white Mustang, small block nitrous. His motor got hurt as well, so those two were unable to make it.
You know this changing trends is at the track. It's starting to get real popular, you know.
Hey,
this was one of the first ones.
Luckily for Chad and Kip, they have their damn stacker there. Mark broke his trans on Friday. I broke my trans on Friday. We swapped them out. I broke my trans on Saturday. Enrique broke his trans on Saturday. Nick D'Ambrose with Superman broke his trans on Saturday. We had five guys out of our area break their fucking transes.
Yeah, that's a common thing around Michigan now.
Yeah,
there's a lot of
power, damn train
a lot of power they're trying to put to the ground.
And it's crazy. The trains I had last year lasted all damn year. I don't. It's just like you said. You know, you can pull the car out one day and win a championship, and pull it out the next day, and can't get into the burnout box. Who knows why that shit happens? It's an emotional roller coaster. You know, I was getting aggravated during the day, kept having issues, my controllers were acting up. And then I go and win a shootout. And the sad thing is I wasn't even happy when I won it because I had to race Jimbo. You know, but it is what it is. You know, that's the thing about the shootouts. You don't know who you're going to get.
That's right.
And Jimbo had an issue. Jimbo had an issue in the shootout. The motor was a little cold. He went to get up on the trans brake, and the motor stumbled. So that's why he didn't leave right off the light, because had he done that, it would have blown the damn intake off the car. So, you know, Jimbo's a smart driver. He did the right thing, and then he rolled out and hazed the tire. And you know, by that time I was up there, and you seen my explosion. So, you know, it wasn't a good time for anyone. All
hey,
of us
Brian,
got ready for the
show.
The
whole
inside
of your car was lit up. The whole inside of your car was lit up. I was right behind you.
It was a flashback of what happened last year when the same thing happened, and I threw water under my car and hit the wall. That same thing ran through my head. But, you know, and then after that, all the money ran through my head, so I floored it again.
Nice.
Hey, Brian.
Yeah.
Yo.
Hey, you know, we got something figured out. We were told a while ago that the Packers nice for changing trans at the track, but they told us that as soon as you buy one, you'll never have trans problems. Lucky for us, we haven't had any trans problems.
Hey, I had my shit in and out in like 30 minutes. I'm like Domino's.
You deliver.
Yeah,
you get to go in and help us.
You will deliver.
30 minutes or less, boy. There you go. Well, I'm gonna leave your mics open. Let me go and open up a couple more mics here. 248-0476, your mic is open. 248-0476, your mic is open.
Hey, did anyone get to see Dan's car? I know he had it out and he's having a couple issues, but I didn't, you know, race and I didn't get to go watch anything. But did Danny finally make a couple good passes?
I think he won one race. And he was supposed to race.
Oh, he got a race?
He was supposed to race twice. He had a lane.
I didn't know he raced someone else.
We were sitting in the lanes. And I went back there and said, hey, what's happening? And he said, let me talk to my tuner. He said, I ain't racing y'all not because you ain't letting me in the shootout off the trailer. I was like, okay, well, I ain't going to get mad at that, but okay. So when we do get on the property, Black Stain call in, whatever, we're going to get it out the way.
Well, someone should try to get Black Stain on the phone. I would assume Black Stain would be at the track Saturday for the small box shootout, so that'd be good for you, Squinchy.
Yeah, okay. Dan ran Jake Blaine and then turned around and ran Pizza Rob.
Oh, Black Sting ran Pizza Rob?
Squinchy was trying to race Black Sting?
Yeah, I know Squinchy was because he even came up to me. I know he was trying to race him.
Yeah. He was in the last lane on.
But someone should try to get Black Sting on the TV show, on the radio show, because next week we got that Bad Blood thing. We got Small Block Nitro Shootout. And I would think that Black Sting would be there. So I'm sure Squinchy don't got a problem bringing his car there to get a little grudge action.
Oh, no. That would be the only thing I'd be able to get to do, maybe get a shakedown pass and race him, because that's the event y'all doing, right?
Yeah, we can take care of that. I wouldn't worry about that.
Okay, that's cool. I don't care. We'll get it out the way.
Junior, call Junior. He can get Black Saint.
Ain't nobody want to hear them crickets on the phone.
Hold on a minute. Let me open up a couple lines. 313-5817. Your mic is open.
What's up,
313. Come on in. Who we got here?
What deal is? This X, man.
X, what's going on, man? Come
what's
on
going
in,
on,
bro?
Man?
Man,
just
want
to say shout out to Chucky. I just want to say shout out to Chucky for his win. And little
Thank
Chris
you,
for the hell of a driving job he doing. And, you know, it's been a bad year for everybody with them goddamn transmissions, man. Everybody needs about two of them made. Shit. Yeah, I had a little problems out there, but, you know, first time the car been put back together and came out. So, you know, we just working on it, trying to figure it out now.
Here we go again. Hey, man. Hold on a minute, man. Go ahead,
hey, X. Junior, can you get Junior on the line so we can get a hold of Black Stain and see what?
I haven't learned that feature yet, but is Junior's number 586-7112?
Nah, he got a 517 number.
517. Well, have Junior call in and I'll open it up for him. Send him a text. It's easier for you to send him a text than it is for me to figure this out right now.
Okay.
Well, have him call in. We'll open them right up. Let me go and open up a couple more here. Damn it. Where the hell was that? 773-3969. Your mic is open. 773-3969, your mic is open. Okay.
Hey, Junior, real quick. Real quick, I just wanted to check. See, I heard a rumor. I just want to make sure the person's all right. Somebody had said that when we pulled up to the line against Gold Digger, that when the boots
right.
come out of the exhaust so hard when Kip went on the trans brake, it blackened Aaron's eye and caused his car to stall. I just want to see if he's okay. I didn't get to see him afterwards. Somebody said he looked pretty rough.
I don't know because I haven't heard from Aaron and I haven't heard from I haven't heard.
No.
The young
hey,
money.
Aaron wanted to make sure he was okay.
Hey, Chad, why you picking fights, man? Chad, why you starting stuff, Chad?
Kip messaged me wanting me to make sure Aaron was okay.
So
Chad,
you
why
said,
you starting
okay,
stuff,
okay. So you're saying that the boost caused the concussion and blackened his eye?
Dude, somebody said he looked pretty rough right after that pass.
Wow.
I just wanted to make sure he was okay.
There you go.
This Quincy, what I tell you about that yesterday, man? Didn't we have a discussion
what?
In my trailer about this? Didn't we have a discussion about that, man? You poking fun again,
what?
Man. You poking fun.
Listen, hey, did they not tell me on the last week's show that on Friday morning they was going to be there early? Man, I don't even think they showed up early on Saturday.
Uh-oh.
They didn't show up on Friday because we was there waiting.
We had Flower's car, man.
Listen, when somebody tells me there's going to be a Young Money takeover, how am I supposed to fun?
That's the storyline.
That's like saying, shoot me, and then when somebody
it's
shoots
young,
me,
it's
say,
Young
whoa,
Money
whoa,
makeover.
Why are you shooting at me? Why are you shooting
hey,
at
Julia.
Me?
But,
come on.
Yes, sir. Hold on a minute.
And this is the thing that we're going to...
Hey, Squinch, give me 1 second. I think we got an update from down there from Buzz Creek. Sham, come on in.
Okay. Hey, Junior.
Yes, sir.
Tony Hines just ran there against J.C. Richardson.
Oh, okay. They re-ran the race from yesterday.
Tony whooped, I don't even know who that boy was.
Yeah,
he whooped him twice.
Yeah, he whooped him yesterday. He whooped them.
Yeah, he whooped. That was in Virginia. He whooped them twice.
Yeah.
Now we over here arguing with Drew Hurricane Drew from New York. He got a Corvette with a supercharger on it. They pulled the car all the way from New York, and
don't want to give Tony nothing. And he drove his car, a Cadillac, a station wagon Cadillac all the way from Detroit, and they don't want to give this man nothing. I mean,
and
just,
they, and,
just let
and they,
me
they
do
got
anything.
A race car.
Blink, blink. I'm like, really? And arguing about it. He looked all up under the hood. He looked at, you ain't got factory exhaust. Are you for real? You pulled your car from New York, and he drove his car from Detroit, and you don't want to, man, just let do anything for the man?
I told Tony earlier today.
I just wanted to, you know, call and tell y'all that, because it's ridiculous.
In certain circles, and I don't mean no disrespect to nobody, in certain circles, those that know, you know, some real funny shit come out of D.C. and Maryland now. You know.
Well, we're going to try to race this this Charger or something. I think it's a Charger. Just came. They say they want to race. So if you're still on by the time we try to do something, then I'll call you back and let you know. You know what? I'm going to leave my phone on mute, and I'll come right back in.
There you go. Keep us updated,
okay.
Man. Be safe down
okay.
there, bro.
Okay.
All right. Okay, Squinch, Chad, go ahead, man. I was just checking to see what was happening.
That's my man. I'm gonna leave Chad alone. I understand, but Chad, one thing about it, with the Young Money thing, never scare Young Money. We always gonna try to have one of our cars in every event. So you know, we gonna duly represent.
We always have something there too.
And I great respect that. I was because y'all everywhere consistent and always got something that's flying. Ain't gonna take that from y'all. Ain't going to take that from y'all. And we always got something from White Trash to go. Digger made much noise last year, whether it was win or losing, it was in the event. You know, the legacy of the crew is synonymous because they got plenty of people shooting at us. You know, it ain't no slouch cars, and we just having problems working the bugs out.
Hold on. Hey, Squinch, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. Did you say it wasn't slouch's car?
They're not slouchers.
I thought you were shooting that slouch. I ain't trying to start nothing. I thought you were shooting that slouch. Now, okay, my bad.
My Pontiac brother leave him alone.
we try to
attend to being everything, man, and coming together big and better as a crew, and it's a gang of us, man, and we're going to have something in every event. We're going to be right there. We're going to represent. You spoke on it, and we're going to live it. We're not just going to be no crew to say something. We're going to live it.
But that's what I'm saying.
You know?
Clint, that's the thing is you guys had a car there. You're a part of a team, and what you got to understand is your team, like you're talking about Wayne, attacked us last year.
Mm-hmm.
Then Gold Digger made a video basically begging people to come at them. And then now when somebody comes at them, you're the one that's stepping up and saying, leave that alone. How's that?
I'm not saying leave it alone. I'm saying we have an issue.
They made that video for attention.
This is the same track that claimed 6 transmissions yesterday. So that tell you what Mylan is doing to the track. It grew teeth yesterday and was finding weak spots and parts. And with these big high horsepower motors and cars putting the power down, you're gonna have issues. And turned around, put another one in, and still tried to come down. I'm not just...
Hey, Splint.
Yeah, I'm here. Hold on 1 minute. I got somebody in my door.
Well, let me go out and open up a couple lines.
I would like to know who that fella is talking about Young Money.
313-6750. Your mic is open.
Street King.
313-6750. Your mic is open.
Hello?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, this is Lil Chris.
Oh, okay. Got your mic open here. Let me open up a couple more, and then I'm going to let y'all go at it. 313-4685, your mic is open. 313-4685, your mic is open.
Yo, what's going on, Junior? This is Brandon.
What's happening, Brandon?
What's going on? Hey, I was just calling in say what's up to everybody. I heard Lil Chris down there doing the same, man. I just want to say, big up, his old man, for giving him a chance to go ahead and do what he need to do and, having faith in him and, not doubting that he would be able to do it.
And, that's right.
Right.
The thing, what I'm saying? I know where both of them coming from. And, because my old man, he put me, I had an old man that put me in the car at 13 years old. So I definitely know where they both coming from, keep up the good work, man. Don't go out there trying to impress nobody. Just go out there and do your thing.
That's right. That's right. Thanks, sir.
Well, I'm opening it up for y'all now. Let's go. Y'all got the floor. Do your thing. Cause I understand very well, and I hear little the way things are said. So shit. If y'all trying to engage, get it off your chest. Let's go.
This black thing. Hello.
Black thing not on.
Oh, okay. Who's on?
I'm sorry, I was on mute, Junior. What was that? Somebody said something about Black Stain.
Who looking for Black Stain?
Squinchy.
Squinchy, you looking for Black? I'm going to tell you this. I can't call him or text him from over here. I'm from Chicago. But I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure if I don't talk to him tonight, next Saturday at the shootout, Black Thing gonna be there. So if we don't get a hold of him tonight, we gonna get a hold of him then. Dan a good guy. I ain't mad at. I understand where he coming from and what happened, how the situation worked out from yesterday. Hey, I'm gonna go ahead and we I'm gonna talk to him and he might give me some wiggle room. I go on and race him,
If you in the next lane, you should have all the wiggle room you need.
I guess I'm gonna have to wiggle in that next lane. Hey, you gotta remember now. We jacking a bean shark. We jumping in with giants.
But nobody asked you to. You said you guys got giants in your
head. But look, I'm trying to start a revolution. I ain't even going to play with you. I'm trying to get these guys to racing. They like y'all keep saying, these guys with these cars, sometimes the big car don't always get down the track. Only my inspiration for doing what I'm doing is Skip, to be honest. Skip, no, he what he got to do. He got to try to ride. He got to try to ride, so he going to put the car down there. So that's what we're trying to do this year. Hey, if we good enough, but we ain't the best, so I'm trying to ride. I'm trying to inspire all these motherfuckers. Come on out with this stuff. Let's go on the race, y'all. That's what I'm trying to do.
Hey, Julius.
I got to go get the bigger guy. I'm gonna
hey,
do.
Julius. Julius. Hey, Squinchy, you hear me?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, Squinchy. I just got a text from Black Stain. Black Stain said that he will run y'all Saturday if you want to do something. He said he can't talk right now. If he can get to the phone, he'll call in.
Okay, tell him, you text him back, say that's my man. I'm all right with that. That's a cool cat. He all right with another person to give him a good. The tripped out part, that's another cat to be at the track. The Chris talk to on the low end and they give us advice. It's a trip to have to race these cats and get advice from. I got to mute the phone for a second, fellas. I'll get right back.
There you go. Yeah. Hey, Slouch.
Chad.
Junior, what's happening?
What's going on, man? Talk to me, brother. How's it going, man?
Street King, man.
Yeah, I hear you, baby. I hear you.
Man.
Hey, man. Yeah,
hey,
that's what I'm saying, man.
What's happening? That weak motherfucker.
What's up, baby?
That motherfucking weak-ass Mustang ain't got no power to black nobody out.
I was a little bit shook up when he said that somebody got hurt. You know, the eye got blackened out by the boost. I was like, damn, man, I hope he didn't get hurt bad.
Man.
I mean, you know what I believe.
Hey.
No, they said him and Rule was about to square off on that shootout. So I was trying to run over there and see the race, and I didn't know it was I didn't know it was that convertible, Chad Cox. I thought it was Rube getting a fire rub, the way it looked like.
Uh oh.
I mean, I thought that's what I thought, you know. But
who won?
No, I slipped his tail running over there, running up the bleachers.
Oh, so you missed
the
race. You missed the race.
Yeah, right. Because I couldn't.
You blacked
see,
out.
Wasn't
so
really
we drove around
see.
That big block. We drove around the big block.
Yeah, Rube said something fucked up on his car.
Hold on, Chad, I got a question, because, you know, I am nosy when it comes to certain things. Did you say a big block?
On two kids.
Oh,
got
so you said,
the
so Rube,
and got
so Rube,
around
went
in the 8 mile.
Rube went and got himself a full-grown man then, huh? Okay. That's good to know. Hold on.
You heard the gentleman earlier say that Rube was banging through the gear too. But then once they got beat, they claimed they had problems.
Well, I mean, usually
when you hear something funny? Hang on. Here. Let me share something funny with you. Maybe Peso will put it in his video. Maybe we'll get lucky. Because the GoPros is on the car, right?
Right.
Rube got out at the end of the track and told Kip, his exact words were, "Do you think you got it?" Kip goes, "Oh, yeah, I was past you before the 8. I passed you about 400 feet. And you know what Rube said? "Damn, we need more power."
Yeah, that means you need more power, definitely.
Well, hey, Chad, you don't worry about it. I got enough of mine. I'm going to give me a transmission, a good one, and I'll be there to see you. You ain't got to worry about that.
Oh, I know. Hey, and we're going to change the angle of the bullhorn.
Right,
we're going to change the angle of the bullhorn because Chip had figured what happened was when he went on the brake, it blew so much air into your carburetor. That's why your motor shut off when he was next to us.
Don't worry about it. When they come back out, I'm going to have bullhorn too. I'm going to blow some gold on that motherfucker for you, some stripes. You can wear them for the rest of the year, all right?
I got
to go out with me all day.
Chad,
I talk shit. And I got good comeback, so come on with it. We can go at this all night, and I guarantee you, I'm going to be the last at the end of this. So we can come on with it. I like talking shit.
Here's the difference between us. I back up my shit talking. You just want to talk shit on me. My shit ends with something.
No, it don't.
Deposit.
It couldn't end with nothing.
Deposit.
The only ending was congratulations, Brian Davis. He won that bitch. That's the ending of it.
Oh, hell yeah, he did. He drove the wheels off.
Hell yeah.
Drove the wheels off that guy.
He was all in the shootout. I broke. You lost. He won. Congratulations.
That's how you talking about us. That's how you shit talk all night. You just go away from the subject.
I ain't go away from it. You say you back it
we
up.
Was talking
show
about
me that
us
night.
Racing.
Yeah. We was all in the shootout.
Huh?
I said we was all in the shootout. He won. Brian Davis did.
Where did Brian Davis come about this? We're talking about us.
You say you back
all
it up,
sudden,
and I just showed you a point.
What?
You said you bag it up. You bag your shit talking up.
Exactly. And me and you were shit talking.
We both were. You said right. And you said
talking.
Something about a car. And I said, yeah, we both was in a shootout. And look what happened. I broke. You got your ass whooped. So Brian Davis won. So he the man.
Okay, but when are we racing? And I don't need to hear 2020.
As soon as I get my shit running. I need a trans. So evidently, them motherfuckers ain't working, so I got to go spend some money.
Well, this one.
Unless you're going to buy me one. You got one over there I can bomb?
Shit, mine are all loaned out.
Well, I broke another motherfucker tree, and I got to get fixed, so. Mine and a double.
What do you run? Are you running glides or 400?
Power glides. About to be 400 and
nothing. Mm-hmm. That'd be the problem.
So what you saying, we need a 400? We taking donations, Chad. You rich.
Huh?
We taking donations, you rich. So you saying that's the problem.
Hold up, you guys kind of come with another contract again, kind of getting front of y'all money.
Hey, Chad, why that's going to be a problem? You ain't got enough horsepower to turn the 400 or something? What was you saying?
I ain't got what?
I said, why would that be a problem when Aaron put a trans, a 400 in there? Because you don't have enough horsepower to turn a 400, or what you trying to say?
No. I'm saying him running them glides with that big cube against big block spraying, those glides ain't going to last. I was saying he's doing the right thing by putting a 400 in there.
That's not true. They have a guy that run a pro stock, that run pro stock.
Yeah, that's some bullshit, Shad, because Promar been running glides for years.
And who do they got building their trainers? Not the same people they're using.
Well, that's the difference. You just got to spend the money and spend it right the first time.
Let me ask you a question.
Can you take a stock case 400
and run with big horsepower? Absolutely. Can you do it with a stock case glide? Hell no. Is it easier with less money to make a 400 run, yes or no? Oh,
yep.
Not quiet again.
That's
my bad.
Hey,
I got a 400. What?
Hey, Chad.
What?
When you go look in those ProMod trailers too, I bet you see two or three transmissions that are on power glide.
That are not power glides or power glides?
I said I bet you them guys that run them power glides in them ProMods and shit, they have two or three of them in there.
Oh, I'm sure that they do. I'm sure everybody with a pro mod runs two or three transmissions.
Yeah, damn right.
No, I'm not going to.
Yes.
Well, shit, y'all need to get two.
I'm gonna work on me a 400.
Y'all need to get two, three.
I don't like transmission driving. I mean, I do my work at home. I don't like working that hard to change the transmission at the track in 30 minutes and shit. No, that ain't fun.
Ask Brian, it wasn't hard at all.
No, it ain't hard. Man, I set it up so I can pull my knife.
Okay,
dude,
Chad,
Brian,
we can go around all day. Where you trying to go with this? When the car get ready, then we be the seat. Okay.
We're
going to leave it
I
there.
I ain't said shit. And I'll make another video. I'm telling you, when I get this motherfucker to live,
but this is what
I'm
trying to tell you. You guys steadily saying you made a video, you're asking people to basically come at you. Then you turn around when people come at you, you ask them why people are coming at you. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Why you come at you? Look, man, pour honey on me.
You
come with everything you got.
Aaron.
Pour honey on me.
Aaron, you didn't ask that. You didn't ask that. I didn't say you asked that.
I mean, I'm stealing your money, though. I'm staying behind them, whatever they say. So I got to make sure what they say come true. That's all I'm saying.
Yes,
so
sir.
So whatever it takes me to get this thing going.
Hear you.
Yes, sir.
Hey, do you see a 734-1012 number on?
That's what I'm trying to point out. You stand behind what they say.
Yes, I do.
That's all
yes,
I'm saying,
I
Chad.
Let
I mean, I'm still
up.
Young money. All right,
pull that number in.
So I got to, you know, we're going to do what we said we're going to do. And we're going to do it.
734-1012, your mic is open. And 734-2900, your mic is open. I'm going to let you guys both.
That's just me. I dropped off, Junior. I dropped off.
Oh,
I know Blackstein's trying to get in the show. I gave him the number.
Yeah, 734-1012.
I'm here with Quincy.
Welcome to the show, sir.
Come on now, you know.
Come on.
You always know I'm right here. You ain't gotta go far.
Where's Quincy at?
Oh. We got somebody with some background noise. If you can mute your mic, if you're not talking, please mute your mic so we can kill some of that background noise, please.
Thank you, Greg.
All right.
Quincy,
let's
still
roll.
On there?
I'm still on.
Hello? You still on? You said you're looking for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I said, you know, you had us in the stage of lanes. We had to make a solo pass. You told us, go on and get in the lanes. We'll see you cold. Then you told me because I didn't let you in the shootout, which is understandable. You said you're tuning
so you
in. I want
Saturday
you to go then. Ahead and race. Yeah. We don't
get
out the way Saturday.
Me and you heads up to the 8th Saturday.
Yep.
Uh-oh. That's what you want?
Yep.
Perfect. I'll be there. Is there a certain time you want to do it? How do you want to work it?
Nah, we ain't going to do that because I know you're doing an event. So, you know, I'm going to get there because we're going to be there anyway. So, you know, I ain't going to put no time steps on that. You
don't
a fair
wait
cat,
until they tell me
you know,
lanes are closed and then come out back pushing your chest all out like you Superman or something.
Hold on.
I don't
want
to know
Dad.
That now.
You, now, Dad.
I don't want to know that
shit. Like, you took, hold on. We're going to keep it real. You said you a hot lap this bitch. You told me that
I was lanes are closed.
You said... You did. You said I hot lap.
I did. How you
know that keep the lanes open for us? They closed
the
lanes.
The track is closed.
I said, Brian, we taking the car up.
Like
he said, take that bitch up. Did I not? Hold on. Ask Brian. Did I not, Brian? And we took the cars up. I took the cars up. They was closing lanes. We was sitting in the lanes waiting on y'all. Come back. They said, that's what we're going to do. You said, I got to ask my tuner. My tuner said no.
Right.
You should have let me in the show.
They said a railroad
okay.
Gate. Lanes
the lane, but the lanes were waiting.
It don't matter.
Though.
It don't even matter. That's the past now. Now
okay.
Saturday,
okay.
Don't come at me at the end of the night. You come at me, I'll be in a shootout. We could do it either during the shootout if I get him in, or we could do it after.
Okay.
So
if they let us do it once I test and get $9 in, you get yours. You do the shoot. You know, if it can happen before the shootout, if not, I'm gonna wait on you. When you say go, I go.
Sounds perfect, man. I'll be ready. I'll be there on Saturday then.
And look, we can't drink beer, so bring, motherfucker, if I beat, bring me a case of root beer, motherfucker. See, I'm on a case of root beer. All right?
Well,
and what beer's chemo ass at? Did he fall off?
We have a couple regulators.
I'm right here. What's up? What's happening? Quit. Tell Junior quit. I throw my rocks carefully. Quit trying to get bait me in with that goddamn big ass killer. No, I don't want to race it. No. Nah. Tell him I said.
All right, man, I'll see you Saturday.
All right.
Well, I mean, that was pretty easy. That's all it should take to lock it in, nice and smooth. So what you guys got? You guys got a race going on this weekend? Yes, sir.
That was smooth,
sir.
Right there. But I don't know when it gets to the track. Then it gets wild and loose, huh?
I mean, at the track, I mean, it's different. You know, you're standing there. It's different when you call a man out over the phone versus when he's standing there. Some push forward and some bag up. You know, but that's how easy that should be. Now,
we got
a quick question.
A couple of them.
Y'all got any streetable type cars? I'm still looking to engage for July the 26th. A streetable type car. I got small block TV on nitrous, full interior, got a hoop. I either have a 28 or a 275 on it, full exhaust, four-door car, flat hood on it. I'm trying to get some action. Hello?
Hey, Junior, didn't I see that car in the mod squad?
In the what?
Junior, is that your car?
Ain't that the car that used to be on
my
squad?
Yeah. Mine's in an associate, yes, sir.
Okay.
I have the car in my possession. It belongs to a partner of mine, but yes, I do have the car in my possession. You know, I mean, nothing fancy, but if it's a street car, especially small block on nitrous, they can come on with it. I got full interior, radio, I mean everything in this car. Ain't no gutted out race car, none of that bullshit. The only thing, I got a hoop in it for safety reasons. That's it. I'm looking to get down. And with the right street car, be it big block, if I feel comfortable with it, they can come on with it too. Yeah, if it's a street car, yeah.
Okay.
Define what you mean by street car. I got a streetable car.
I'm gonna tell you this. You know how they just said it's the car on Mod Squad? That's just what it looked like.
Yeah.
It's a street car. Ain't nothing fancy about it. Nothing. It's a legit street car, old lady granny car. But I'm looking to engage with it. Have a little fun with it.
Okay, it's my mother's birthday. Can she get a turn around the corner?
Huh?
I got a street car.
Hey, we can go to the corner store. We can go to Walmart. But y'all got CVS. It don't matter, and got plenty of trunk room. Got plenty of trunk room for whatever she want to load up in there. But if you got
hey, Junior,
a small block on spray, yes sir, yes sir.
Are you you said you're bringing it on the 26th?
Yes sir, yes sir.
Are you driving it there, or you guys bringing it on?
Oh no, no, I ain't driving it because if I break down, I can't make
it
back home.
Right. No.
Yeah.
I was just curious. You guys. Will you guys engage with it on the street?
No, I can't do no street
okay. Shit.
No.
Well, there's a the reason why I'm asking is there's supposed to be a handful of guys from Florida coming up on that same date. A couple of them want to get down on the street. A couple of them want to get down on the track. They're all no case
right. Cars.
They're all,
right. You
know what I'm saying? They all are street cars. A couple of them do not race on the track at all. A couple of them,
right.
You know, a few of them do or whatever. They're supposed to let me know if they are coming for sure by beginning of next month.
I'm gonna tell you,
you might be able to line up something with them.
I'm gonna tell you this: that silver, what the fuck is it? 300? That
yeah.
One of them. I wish
yeah.
He would.
Oh yeah, but he's the one that only runs on the street. He only.
No.
I asked him. He would
I'm,
just get down on the track. He said he don't know. He said he only runs on the street down there. He does not get down on the track. He's never ran it at the track.
We can have them shut the lights off at the track. Everything off.
Oh, yeah, no, I know. That's what I told him.
Bitches,
I do it's a no-time event. I try getting them
there. Out on the street, I mean, I'm going to tell you this. If I was here in Chicago, it's one thing. But going out of state, I mean, I'm dead the minute. The minute I get off the trailer, I'm in the wrong. I'm dead. So I don't gamble like that. But if he looking
no,
engaged
no,
at the track, that is what I mean. Street type cars, things of that nature.
Right.
Man, they can come on with it. They can come on
yeah.
with it.
I'll let you know when I know. I don't even know the list of cars. My buddy lives
right.
down there and just knows one of the guys. So that's how I know the guy with the 300 C. That's it.
Yeah,
I don't know
them
none of the other
cars,
but they claim they're going to come up for the event. I told them there'd be a bunch of street cars up there. They just want to come get down.
Some type of cars like that, they can come on with it. Hell yeah. And I mean, we can run the eighth, the quarter, 900 feet, 330 feet. I ain't got a problem with them.
Right. Junior, I'm going to let you look me over and see what we can do. You tell me.
Okay.
I'm going to let you look me over.
Okay. Now, you know, I've been known to be suicidal, but let me tell you something right now. You done scared the shit out of me. You done scared the shit out of me because he said if he was on a clean path, Chucky be in trouble. So I'm going to say no to you, sir. I'm gonna say no to you, sir. But if you say something out of line,
a gamble.
If you say something out,
see,
I listen very well to people. I pay very good attention. But if you say something right or you say something slick, man, get down.
Nope. I'm gonna keep it. I'm gonna keep it respectful. All I'm gonna say is the car is a street car. That's the name of the car. It's poor brat. It's a street car. We got a race. I'm locked in with Tony and little Tony and Mario, that bill collector.
Right. Now you have different. You have different caliber street cars, okay? Some are legit street cars, and some are semi-legit, and some of them use a goddamn light as a street car. I'm one of them legit street cars.
Yeah.
Because
you
look at
a
guy
between a street car and a streetable car.
That is correct. Because if you look at these guys that do that drag week, don't get me wrong, those are street cars.
Mm-hmm.
What they do is phenomenal. But them bitches can fly. No, I can't fuck with nothing like that. Hell no. No, sir. But, you know, if you got Granny's car or your Aunt Betsy's car or some shit like that, come on down. I got some flavor for you. That's for sure. Yeah, but Chad, that Chrysler, I seen the post they put on Facebook, and I'm gonna tell you,
yeah,
honestly,
they're just trying to get it tested.
My chops got real wet when I seen it. Now, you know, I ain't gonna lie, I got the drooling at the mouth because I'm hungry. I believe one thing, I'm hungry, boy. But
listen, do you know any street cars up there, are you guys going to have, because they're bringing a couple race cars too, and he said, are you guys going to have some street cars up here? And I said, oh, yeah, we got quite a few street cars up this way. And he's like, yeah, but what do you mean? And I said, dude, we got some cars that, like, drive down the street all day, all the time, and then you got some cars that got some cages in them that drive around on the street, but, you know, get down at the track. And he's like, okay. We said, well, we're going to bring up some cars that way. And I said, no problem. He said, now, just so you know, all we're asking for you to do is find us some races. He said, as long as we engage, whether we win or lose, that's all we come up there to do. We don't care about the rest.
Well, shit.
They said, show us which cars are willing to race and then just step back. And I said, okay.
Hey.
I said, but I'll roll back because I ain't going to step back. But I'll roll
back. That 300, I'll be his Huckleberry. Yes, sir. Without a doubt.
Like I said, he's one of the ones I'm trying to talk him into running on the track. I told him, you know,
right,
that it's clocks off, nobody's up in the tower, all that stuff.
Right, right.
We'll see. He's real iffy. He wants to he's never, ever ran the car at the track, ever. So that's the thing. I mean, he stays pretty true to that. But he might, but they're bringing up some other cars that are, I mean, just kind of like that. I mean, they blow cold AC and got a radio in them, and they cruise them all around. But some of them guys get down on the track, too.
No doubt. I'll be there. I'll be there for sure. You know, those are the type of cars. Those are the type of cars I'm looking for. You know?
Okay, well, that sounds like if you got a few to get down at the track, that sounds like the field that I really belong in. Having a, you know,
really?
A car being a street car.
See,
I mean, those are down. Dude, like
being,
I said,
but see,
I don't,
but being
the good thing about these guys. I'm
gonna
say, hang on. You know, the good thing about these guys, and this was great about. Because like I told them when they come up here, I said, I'm going to be honest with you, man. A lot of these people, you know, I get down with, a lot of them are really cool. And he said, hold on a second. I'm going to stop you right there.
I'm not asking you to pick cars that you feel we can beat, because I don't even know what their cars are on. He said, all
right,
I'm telling
right.
you is find some cars that kind of fit similar to us. The rest is up to us. He said, if we come up there and lose all the races, we don't care. He said, we just want to come up and race. We don't want to waste the trip. He said, we know
well,
how to do the rest. And I said, okay.
Well, we
I
got,
said, well,
we got a couple
of race. No problem.
We got a couple that, we taken because we will be bringing the Mazda back up there also, which you seen the Mazda. That's
mm-hmm.
a street, very street car. Lenny's Mazda.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we will be looking to engage with it. No doubt.
Cool.
No doubt.
Yeah, they just want a chance to, you know, have the opportunity to race multiple times as well, because they said it's worth a trip for them. You know, they know how to play the game, so.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Hey, cool. I just don't want you up here asking me. You know.
I'm going to keep it real with you. As long as I stay together, we can, man, I love multiple sessions. I ain't got no problem
yep.
with it.
Right.
I think I can't go the whole night, but I can go half the night, though. Shit. No doubt.
You know, so you know how it is, Junior. You travel all the way somewhere, and, you know, people don't want
right.
to get down. And
that's
even
right.
though you left with all your money, you're still, it leaves a bad taste in your mouth. You don't want to go back.
It's disappointing. That's correct. That's correct.
Yeah. So, like, that's what they told me. I mean, these guys race, they're in Florida. They race all year round. I mean, they like to get down all
see,
the time.
Down there, they got their roads. They have better opportunities of getting races off out on the street than what we
man.
Do up here. I mean, anywhere you go out there, you can engage. You know, it's not that easy for us up here. And I've believe it or not, I've shied away from it a lot. I'm telling you,
they took me out street racing one time, and I went down there to visit my one buddy, and he's like, "Hey, they're getting down tonight. You want to go watch?" I'm like, "Sure." I'm thinking, we've street raced in Flint, Detroit. I mean, there really ain't anything they're going to show me I didn't see. Man, these guys all pull off on the side in pitch black in one of them little parking
yeah.
areas in the Everglades and want you to get out of the car. I'm like, hell no. There's alligators out there. It's crazy. They're all walking around in the dark.
Yeah.
Watching cars race through the Everglades. I'm like, you guys are crazy. You ain't getting out of the van? No. You guys can run. I can't. I'm like, I'm spending my head
yeah,
in the van. You guys are crazy.
Yeah, they go off down there. That's for sure.
They pull in.
Off.
There's alligators in the parking lot over by the edge of the grass. They just get out and walk around. I'm like, phew. I'd rather go down there where they're shooting. Oh.
Well,
mm-hmm.
I tell you this, if they make it up here, definitely want to engage with them. You know, again, like I said,
they said they're coming. So
I know
a long ways away,
I know
so
when
it's different, you know.
Yeah, I know when I'm out of my league and I'm not gonna step into something that I know if I don't even think I have a fight in it, I won't engage. But if I even see a little glimmer in their eye, oh, yeah, they are done deal. They done. We're going to engage.
So I told
sure.
them, I said, when they come, I said, I'll make it real easy. I'll just make an announcement that there's some street cars
that's
going to get down. I said,
that's
people
right.
will come up to
that's
you guys.
Right.
It'll be easy to find out who wants to race you and who don't.
That's right.
They bring anything close to me. I'm in. Fuck it. You can tell me you got one that you know
what
you showed
hey.
Down.
Hey, Squinch,
yo.
With me, you killed yourself. If you would have kept your comments to yourself earlier,
because mm-hmm.
I never seen the video. I haven't seen them yet. I haven't had an opportunity. But you might have been able to get me in the trick bag. But after what you just said,
mm-hmm.
no, sir, I do not want no trouble with you. And you got an assassin driving? Oh, no, sir. No, sir, I don't want none of that. I ain't got a problem saying I leave it alone. But if you say something out of line now, in fact, are you a small block on spray squinting?
I'm not going to tell my secrets. It's a few that people with their
that means you, that means you a big block. That means you a big block on spray. I'm going to leave that alone, sir. I'm gonna leave it alone.
Hey, I just changed from my goddamn 8-inch rim, and I didn't go but an inch bigger. I just changed.
Okay.
28
through 28. And your 8-inch
has
what? what to do.
We went to
with...
we just left the 8-inch. We just left the 8.5, and only went an inch bigger.
And your 8-inch has to do a big block or a small block? Nothing.
We still have a little time, man.
Oh, okay. Okay. No, sir, I'll pass. Thank you. You have a good night, sir. Next. let me, we got a couple lines open, hands up. Let me open these lines. 586-9029, your mic is open.
Hey, how everybody doing this evening? This is Bill.
What's happening, man?
You all right?
Come on in.
Nothing.
We good, man.
Nothing. I just called to a response. I got a whole bunch of texts telling me, you know, I need to buy another motor. You know, I got drugs. I'm under power. Well, I didn't come out there to race that car last night. I came out there to test. I came right from work. My guy said they wanted to take the car yesterday. I told him go ahead. So there ain't no excuses. Brian them came up and asked. We ran the shootout. I wasn't out there trying to set the world on fire last night. I'm not going to burn my car up. I'm not going to tear anything up anymore. Everybody said we couldn't get down the track. I came to prove a point yesterday. The track every
time. Oh, you always went down the track every time.
So all I got to say is, hey, now it's time to turn the wick up. So everybody look out. When I'm done with that, I got an 800-inch four.
Oh, you was breaking up. What was that now?
I said, and I got an 800-inch motor sitting on the floor, and I got another one that I'm going to get for my G-body that I'm bringing out soon. So when I decide to switch, everybody better look up.
There you go. And this is who?
Lavelle.
That's Lavelle.
Oh. This is Rubes and Company, sir?
Yes, it is, sir.
Okay. Now I know why everybody got quiet, sir.
Rue was gonna go test somewhere else yesterday because that's our fourth time out period on that combination. Cause he got an accident last year, a bike accident, so we didn't even get to mess with last year. We've been out once this year, and he got down the track twice because he needed tires. I went and bought tires Friday night and said, "Bump it, you know, we gonna go out there." So we went out there, and I told him I ain't trying to go the fastest. I'm trying to get from point A to point B. So to run a car of Chad and Kiff's caliber and only get beat by what I got beat, still way under power, I'm happy. And if we didn't tire shake, it would have been a different outcome. So I'm happy with my first day out in racing the car, and I plan on racing all year long. I'm at the shop now working on my other car trying to get it done. So.
Well, I mean, then I would say that this, for you fast street cars, race cars, y'all real quiet now. What's happening? Come on now.
I'm going to race.
What's there to say?
Yeah, I'm going to race anytime. There ain't nothing I can take away from what Bell just said. He did show up there. He did go
but,
down
but
every
also,
time.
But also, how do you know Chad made his best pass?
I know Chad didn't make his fast pass. And I know everything about Chad, but I'm not going to put the man's business out there. But I can tell you this. I built that motor in my garage for $16,000. I built it myself. So, yeah, when I go out and I put
motors.
The power to take it, well, I do. I'm a mechanic for a living. So when I go out there, I picked out the combination and everything. So when I go out there and I decide to put power in like them, then, hey, it's going to be a real good race. But for right now, it ain't nothing to be complaining. I know they were under power, too. The thing was, the track was over 100 degrees. You got to race the track. You can't race the time slip.
We left really easy the whole day. You could do that in the car. Wasn't no big deal.
Yeah, I know you left easy, and that's what I came over and I told you and Kip. I know y'all left easy, and I know Rube left easy. My point was, like y'all, one trying to go the fastest yesterday, trying to go from point A to point B. It don't do no good if you're just blowing the tires off every pass.
That's what it's about.
No.
Right.
So like I
no,
told you,
yeah,
Kip again, hats off is a good. It was a good race last night.
Oh, yeah. It was a good race.
I already told you, Chad, I don't know how many times I had nothing for that car, didn't I? You and me talked about that. I said, I'd rather race your black car first.
Right.
But it happened that way, so hey, it is what it is. It's racing. On any given day, I don't care how much horsepower you got, you can be out there. So hey, you just got to race the track.
And we know that. Like I said, I mean, that ain't nothing that everybody else that likes to get stuff going. I just like when people sit there and try to come at you and be like, you know, so-and-so wouldn't have an issue, and it's like, how do you know, you know, come over and look at our data, and then you'd be like, oh, damn. But like I said, it ain't even
and the same thing is you can look at my data. Everybody was there. The car was soft as I don't know what. Kip to leave a shit. Oh, I know y'all ain't pouring power through yet because I want to get down the track every time. Anybody who's standing behind a car, seen the car shook, and the car shook for almost 500. The race back don't lie. Rue still drove through it. It was a race. You know what I'm saying? It was on the edge because the track was heated. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, we turned it up.
It was 125 degrees at one time.
Yeah. So we turned it up a little bit. It was way different from the other passes to when we ran y'all because we turned it up a little bit just so we could. You know, we knew we had to run y'all. So I knew I couldn't play around. I wanted to turn it up, but I didn't want to turn it up to a point where I'm going to blow the tires off. So.
No, I mean, I'll be honest with you. Even though, you know, both cars may have been underpowered, at the end of the day, I like winning races that way. If you guys would have spun the tires and we made the trip, a win's a win, but I don't like winning that way. I do it for the competition side of it. I like to actually see who's faster that day, and that means both cars have to make the trip.
Yeah.
Hey, Lavelle, are you guys going to try to get in that shootout Saturday? It's free entry.
Which Saturday? This Saturday?
Yeah, the 31st.
All right, I'm going to try to get there. I have to see what my work schedule is because I left work yesterday. I was supposed to work 16 hours, but my guys wanted to come out yesterday, so I left work. So I'm on a crazy work schedule right now at the airport. So if I can get off Saturday, then I plan on being there. So.
Yeah, the shootout. And I'm gonna try to do a shootout like that every no ET if possible, too. Something more lie-in and get some good action. Because you can always tie that on the side, you know, if you guys want to race for more.
Yeah, if we're there, we're in, Brian. I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
I'm thrashing right now trying to get this Monte Carlo done. Diamond's supposed to be starting on the headers tonight, so I'm trying to get this car done and out in the next month. So.
Well, good luck. Don't worry about what we're saying.
Hey, how you guys sit for the Saturday shootout? They got a big block, small block shootout.
There's a big small block nitrous. 29, 10, 5 W's and smaller. Is that right, Brian? No wheelie bars?
Yep.
Free
and
entry.
Yep.
And then there's a stock style front suspension, basically kind of anything goes combination. So it's big block nitrous, boosted cars, whatever. 29, 10, 5 W and smaller. No wheelie bars. $2,000 for the winner on that one.
Yeah, $2,000 for the winner.
They take the top four. The whole reason of the shootout that everybody needs to know is they're trying to take the top four from our state of each class because, you know, there's been this talk of Grudge Inc. trying to get together this Super Bowl of state. And I believe that it's going to be later on in the year, but the top four from each class is going to go run against the other state's top four down
the
state,
like a battle of the state
in North Carolina. Yep. So that's where I'm saying, you know, like, Lavelle, you guys need to get in it. I mean, any of the people that are top dogs that got their cars out and running, I mean, need to get in it.
Yeah, it's not about racing each other and being
the end
about
of the year,
having the fastest guy to represent our state.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Well said.
So
everybody can participate.
I know too, Brian. If I'm not there Saturday, I'm not sure. I know we almost got VR's car finished up. We had to make a couple changes, so I know he might be there with his car and then.
It would be a good place to take it, even if it's not ready, just to test it because it's free entry.
Yeah,
that's what
we plan on doing. And then if I get this other car done, I got another big block Mustang coming out. So I'm finishing up on the nitrous and stuff on that. So if that's done, it'll be there also. So.
Hey, Brian, this underdog again. I'm getting in. You said the magic word, free. Fuck it. I travel 1,000 miles for something free.
Hey, Squinch. But they said that first class was small block on nitrous. You can't get in that one, sir.
Why you playing with me?
No, you can get in the other one.
Hey, I ain't worried about it. I don't even care. I might be. Hey, I keep telling you, I'm racing the luck. I got some Irish in me, baby. I'm racing that you break, slip.
Hey,
slip,
have you
fall.
Seen me, motherfucker? I'm Irish as you fucking get.
You, I told you, man. I said, look
hey,
at
Julia.
This crazy, got red head.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
yes,
we're about
sir.
To race this Mustang from D.C. with the Cadillac. So I'm getting in shape.
Hold on. What you say now?
You heard me?
What'd you say now?
I said Tony give it the guys from D.C. You're going to give him the shake with this Mustang. With the Cadillac.
Hold on. A Cadillac giving a Mustang the shake?
A Mustang GT, you're going to give him the shake.
Well, come on with it. Let's roll.
I'll keep you posted in 1 minute.
Keep me posted on that. Let's see if we can get another W for the Cadillac.
All right, Junior, and the rest of you guys, have a good, safe holiday. Be careful. This LaBelle, I'm about to finish working on this guy.
You do the same.
Right, buddy,
thanks for calling in, man. Good luck, man.
Have a good one, LaBelle.
All right, you too, folks.
Now get off here so we can talk about you again.
All right, fellas. I'll talk to you later.
All right. 248-6573, your mic is open. 248-6573, your mic is open. Nope. 773-4786, your mic is open.
60 foot, man. No, 60 foot.
773-4786, your mic is open.
But.
I thought 50 foot went right.
Oh,
mute that mic.
Okay. Yeah, we're gonna get you out of there. You ain't ready yet. Well, I mean,
hey, I miss with Jim Blackstein? Did they get something set up?
Saturday. Yes, sir. They're supposed to see each other Saturday. Yeah.
Hell yeah, that's awesome.
That's it. I mean, it was quick and to the point. That's the way that should be. Don't take but a few minutes. Well, I mean,
you usually don't.
That's right. Well, what I'm gonna do, gentlemen, I got issues here at home. I need to address on Sundays, but I'm gonna leave it open just in case Sham call back in. I mean, you guys can keep going. You know, I'm gonna leave it open for you guys to be able to get an update. Within the next few minutes to see how Tony does down there. Hey, Slouch. Hey, Slouch. Hey, Squint.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Go on, entertain the fellas, cause I apologize, but I got to set them in for bed at home, but I'm gonna leave it open.
Okay.
Yeah, I got to, you know, not putting it out there, but you know, I take care of my mom and it's time to put her to bed, but I'm gonna leave it open because Sham gonna give us an update what's going on with that race with Tone.
Okay, all right.
I got you. All right, you got it. All the lines are open. So, I mean, whoever want to come in, just come on in. Do what y'all do.
Wow, hey, look at this. They giving me the reins, and I'm speechless. Got a lot to say.
Y'all on what, Monster over there now? Or you? What you? The other place? It's about us.
They saying we don't run over here.
Does anybody know if Peso posted his video yet of the race?
No, I'm sitting here looking for videos now. I'm trying to find some.
Gotcha.
I don't think nobody posted no videos, did they?
That's all they do.
In my house is from the time they get in, get on this computer looking for video. What we got going on? We find anything?
It's just Facebook videos of like Brian Davis and all that.
Well, you, as we all know, it's the Brian Davis internet show. Even in my house, you all over it, Facebook and anything else. Yeah, they got you posted. We ain't been that lucky yet. But Saturday should be pretty good. I actually had forgot about that. I forgot that they had told me about it, but I had really forgot about it. But I'm going to have to break the car back out tomorrow and get it in the shop. Get busy, get ready. That's the free going to bring out everybody trying to go fast. You might get people traveling from up north trying to get into that. We're going to see what we get in. Anybody on the out there going down there? Anybody else trying to get down there and get in that race?
Hang on a second.
Kimo still on? It looked like everybody fell off for the night. Mic's off and quiet. Ain't nobody got nothing else to say. Anybody on? Okay. I think everybody about fell asleep.
What's up, Squint? 2 o'clock. I'm just getting back on.
Yeah, it seemed like everybody fell asleep. We just waiting on get a report on that tone race. He's about to do something.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
I don't know what happened. We got a whole bunch of people online. Mic's still open, but there ain't nobody saying a word.
Yeah, everybody waiting on something interesting to be said so they could chime in. You know, don't tell me to hold it down. Only time they done left me speeches, I ain't got much to say. I'd have said it all earlier. I got a few. I had forgot about that was that shootout this Saturday. That was really a quick setup, wasn't it? Didn't they just kind of really put that together real quick?
What shootout? In Milan?
Yeah, that free shootout at Milan Saturday.
Oh, I don't, that's for that grudging thing, I guess. I don't too much know nothing about that.
Right.
They were talking about it a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, when they just, I gotta go drop the car to mine, try to get something done, get ready for that. Shoot, I got to put in some work.
How your other cars come along? The black car.
Oh, pretty good. Black car off the paint shop. It's in the shop now, ready to. They're getting ready to work on it this week. Finishing up the wiring and everything. I was more trying to get it ready for your event. We was gonna do a test, but we was really gonna try to debut and race it out to your event. You know?
Yeah.
It's black, a different color. It's black. Like
Dark Vader, right?
Dark Vader. Oh yeah, it's in from the paint shop. New front end, everything in, lights, everything. We went with the whole Dark Vader theme. Everything black. Everything. Motor black. Everything gonna be black. Carburetors on down, everything. Red accents, that's it. You know, he gonna have a monster out there. He get a real car that's gonna tell the truth of how he drive in.
Right.
We're gonna see. Definitely
ain't scared to drive.
Nope. The secret is people, they just not notice him. Chris been there for a minute, man. He been getting this experience for a minute. You know, that's why I say, Milo, I gotta kind of, you know, they let him do his thing, you know. And just
shit,
not giving us an issue
dragged?
About it. To be honest, this is third season, man. This is third season. They took the black car, this Dark Vader. He took it out 2 seasons ago in the middle of the year, started getting it out there. Ran at him and a buddy of his, they self. You know, I would go watch him, and then he come in the next year. Over the winter, because we was traveling with the red car, with the burgundy car, with Spoiled Brat. We took Spoiled Brat, named it down south on Pro Stock Joe. We went down there with Aaron and them, and he went racing. I took him somewhere else, took him another spot. So Chris been out there. So we got a full year last year in that car, and then this year. This is third season, man. So, you know, I take him racing in the winter. When I'm laid off work, I take him and let him get some seat time. Take him to different tracks.
Yeah.
So it ain't like he no newcomer. He's just a young gun coming up making a name. I felt it was about time we start making a name. We got him something he could really drive, and you know we going out there. You know.
Yeah, that's cool that you got him starting young, driving like that, man. That's real good. Real good.
Right. He started himself. The other boy, we going to let him drive because he's such a notoriety clown like me, you know. So I got my old car. I'm about to break it out. It's just been sitting collecting mothballs. So I thought I was going to break out for myself one of my older cars. It's an old car I had. It's a Mustang. We used to call it the Phony Pony, but we changed it to Swap Meet because we taking everything off the floor that's laying around. I'm sitting here playing with one of the first MagnaFlow fuel logs, one of the old ones with some old stuff we found in the attic. We're going to put that on there. Old fuel pumps, old pieces of land. We're going to piece together him something. Got an old motor, old Ford motor, still here. Took some pieces we got from the swap meet, this, that. A trans that was sitting all apart in the shed in a box. We putting that back together. We found that was pretty good. So, I mean, you know, shit, we're giving him something that he can go out and learn with. You know, he got to crawl before he walk.
Yeah, that's cool.
We'll give him something to do. Yeah. Yeah. But the one thing I can say about them, they all go to school and got straight A's. You ain't getting in no car if you ain't got an A on your report card at my house. For real, all my ass is smart. We don't breed dummies this way. I'm the only fool. Yeah, you know I'm. You know they still ain't gave me my belt.
You what?
They still ain't gave me the belt.
You heard from Stutterbug?
I talked to Stutterbug when I was on my way to the track, and even Cootie came out to the track. Stutterbug say once he get oil pressure, he's going to give me some action. I might, but don't mock me on it, but I might pull a chemo on him and come off the trailer on his ass. Stutterbug, you know, that's just the name of the past. I joke with him all the time about it. Hope he listening, might call in and might say something. But yeah.
I gotta get a ride instead of Bug. But the, you know who the true king is right now. Still, that's still Lil Carter and Big Carter. They still got the big belt for Pontiac. So, but I keep telling everybody I'm gonna represent our town hard now. So hey, I wanna talk about it. I'm gonna be a bottle for our town. You know, yeah, we had a bunch for a minute. Now everybody seemed like, you know, they done shied away. The old good names, you know. I know. Quick got a kindness back out. He be down here this weekend. He said he coming Saturday. Then we got Quick. They got Quick.
Oh,
he coming
from up north. Are you talking about the Jets?
Coming
Sam,
all the way.
Sam.
Yeah, he got his kind coming. He said he coming. He said if he see me Saturday, he going down it on me, he go. If I'm at the track, he said he down on it, he going. I told him, all right.
You know, now, is it true that he bought that car? You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
He bought which car?
Gas.
You cutting up.
Tony Bryan's old car.
No. Is it a Nova? Was Tony?
No, I know he got the Nova. It's another car.
No, he didn't buy that Camaro. Nope, they didn't get that Camaro.
Okay.
No, he got the Nova. It's an older chassis car, made for a midget. Sam, he went and had it set up for himself now. So he right, he got it right for himself. You know, he might come out there. He on 10 inches. He said. You know, because I actually had a set of 33s, brand new, I gave him. And I told him he was about to go get him a set, and I said, why waste your time? Here you go. Brand new set of 33s, still wrapped in plastic, I gave him. Told him, go on here, because I ain't using no balonies. I don't like nothing that big. He on a 10-inch, and he coming out. And he going to be down there. So he going to, you know, he ain't the calm and smart person, so anybody he come down there with, you got a real car or a door car, he ain't gonna care. He gonna draw on you. If you say, if you play,
oh,
just move me out of your lane. They done talked to him and this and that. He ain't gonna talk about it. He will race him. That one thing I'm gonna give him, he gonna race. Sam gonna race. He don't care what's in the lane. Call him out. He gonna tell you, I don't care. Get in the lane. So if you say I want to race, he gonna say, shut up. You ain't in the lane. Yes, you know, that's something for cats to look out for. You got a real fool. He ain't trying to talk about looking under no hood with this, that, and the other. You know.
Yeah, he don't care what you got.
He looking at a few people. He gonna come down and say he gonna draw on Saturday. I'm gonna try to talk him into getting in that shootout. It's free, so you know, get him back in the saddle. You know, he said he'd be down here with his car, so you know, that's all right. That's okay.
What they doing with John Carr?
Man. It's a family thing going on with that, man. That's a family thing, you know. And actually, it can make passes if they all come in agreement. But it's a family thing, and you know how it is with. And I, like I said, I'm gonna tread lightly on that. But when things happen, and people lives with it, and they got a bunch of siblings, things that go on after the departing of a person that go on.
Yeah.
So that's a good pretty fast car, and I just hope that car make a return to the track just for his legacy, man. I mean, that was a great racer right there.
Both his cars.
Yeah, and I'm not gonna quote you on it, but you know we got a good buddy that Mike that I know can get access to it. And I'm thinking he might bring it out this year. I think he just gonna do it just because people saying so. He ain't good with the family, and they might gonna pull it out, you know, and make passes with it. I got two people I'm gunning for. I got an old school race that I'm going to do. Sam Burrell, I'm going to get Sam this year. I'm going to talk Sam Burrell into coming out and racing me. I'm gonna try to get him. And if Stutterbug, if he flinch, move, or act like he's coming to the track,
move, I'm fucking him up.
If he move, if Stutterbug flinch, move, act like he gonna cross the line to the gates of any track, and I'm on the property, off with his head, off with his head. I got it. I want the crown. They ain't gave it to me. I want the crown.
Yeah, he was running things back then on the street. He had a nice little record.
I gotta give it to him. He shouldn't. Everybody try to go up and move up in advance
to the stage.
But he was a street legend. He should have stuck that way. Yeah.
Hey, leave that car just like it was.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's a whole new chassis. I'm very sure that's a whole new chassis. That's a whole different car. You know, after them races with John and he bounced up in the air like he did, he just did some
totally
changing
different.
Up.
Yeah,
I give Stutterbug one thing. He hung with that man hitting all that crack with the car up in the air and never really lost sight of the guy. So that tell you what he had. And so he was taking his power plant, putting it in something better, trying to get everything to the ground, which I can understand that. But ever since then, what he working with now, and things ain't been right, he ain't never been what he was, you know.
That's how it goes. Yeah, had issues.
Yeah, but I'm hoping he come back. I talked to him, though. I talked to him Saturday, and he said give him a couple weeks. He said give him a couple weeks, and he gonna make it happen. I'm figuring that late August, before these cats up here, everybody go through the summer, get their stuff right, and they usually around here, a few cats have had their cars out. Tom is the one that I really want. Tom with that, he talked good, but he ain't never really raced. You know, and it's more so my son want to race him. That's a race that he want to do the more so than me. I ain't going to say me. Little Chris want to race him. Tom got a black, it's a pretty little car. He got a black little Ford, little Mustang ladder bar car. No, stock suspension car that Rich did for him. It's a nice looking car.
Oh, that's the
car,
one with the Stutterbug old car?
Yeah. Well, no, Stutterbug old car, that's what they thought I had, because we both had 86 GT. That's where everybody thought I had Stutterbug old car, but I didn't. That's why I changed the whole look of the car, because everybody kept saying that. Oh, you got Stutterbug car. No, I didn't. I think Stutterbug got that car mothballed. But no, he got a black notchback. He got a black notchback. Okay. Willie Barr, stock suspension on 29. Pretty little car. Small block. I ain't gonna give all the secrets, but it got a motor in it. Straight up nitrous motor. But he ain't never put the power down and got it down. He another person got something that he trailer to the track, make turn it on and then don't get down the track and say what he could do. We're gonna knock fire out of him too. We gonna knock fire out of him if he ever come out. It's a couple little cats up here. Another true racer that I'm hoping come out for Pontiac is Chris Hunt. You know, Chris Hunt was Chris Hunt.
Yeah.
And he never had the machine to live up to it, but Chris is one of the great street racers from Pontiac. Chris would do his thing, you know. I give him his props because Chris could get out on the street. He's quiet type guy, laid back. But you put him in the car, because I raced him at Fresh Road a couple times. Chris did his thing. He would travel.
Oh, yeah.
He had that Malibu from back in the day. So Chris ain't a person that's scared to get out there. You know, now it's the track. You know, him and Duke, him and the old school Duke.
would be the man, you know. Duke won the what was that? He won that one year. The pink thing.
Yeah,
he won the pink all out thing. You know, old school Duke got his car. I talked to him. He said he back in motion. He had some health issues. Got his health back together, and was, you know, after a change in heart with his, you know, things he went through. He said, you know, I'm going to leave racing alone, get into my family. That's going to be my passion till I get my body all the way right. And now he's ready to put his car back together, you know. And I got his back. He's getting his stuff all together to come back out. Now, I said, there's some races up here. We just got to get them together, get them out here. I would have loved for Pontiac Shootout to come out. I would love for it to come out, you know, because there's some guys here that just, you know, you just need to get them together and get them out there, you know. I mean, you know, my main homeboy got the baddest. I don't know why he just ain't in the race. He built him, he got him, but he won't put him on the, he won't put him out there because that ain't his thing. He just like to go to track and drive and stuff to have fun. And see, that Buick he got, that Buick is a cold killer. That Buick was
that telling Stack, man. He can make some money off that car.
Stack built that car to enjoy. He go out to the track. We was out last year. They pissed him off down there. And he had some brake fluid that was running off the line. Stack said, we said to him, got the car together, and made a pass with his helmet, playing Parliament Funkadelics with the AC on, ran a number. I know he did because I'm sitting in the passenger seat when he pulled up to the burnout box, listening to Parliament Funkadelics with the AC on. So that boy with the old spirit got the baddest rap, you know. That Junior talking about it, I'm going to see if I can make that happen. Junior talking about that LTD, and that's one of my mans. I'm going to see if I can put on this coat to maybe talk to him to come down there with that Buick. AC, radio, factory seats, windshield wipers, air conditioned, extra cold. Because he don't believe in getting sweaty. Hey.
With
the teddy bears in there. With got his daughter car seat sitting in the back. Junior, if I can make it happen, I might have it for you. It's one of the coldest ones, but he just in the moat building his toys and having fun. You know, it's a beautiful car. And you would not think it if you looked at the car. You would not think it. But once he started, it tells a story.
That car weighed, what, 4,800 pounds? And that number he told me he ran? Man.
And he drives it to the track. He drives it.
Yeah.
He drove it to the track. Ohio made a pass, sat there, talked junk, went, made a pass, drove it home, drove it to Milan, made a pass, walked the skis around the track, made a pass, drove it home, and ran a number. It's a good job for the number it ran for the weight that it is. You would not think it. Yes, 4,800 true pounds. 4,800 true pounds. And that's adding a little bit of weight to it because I'm pretty sure you got a kicker box in there. I'm pretty sure he got some subs. I'm pretty sure because he was blowing my ears out to knee-deep Parliament and all that. I'm going to see if I can accommodate Junior with something like that. I'm gonna see if I can talk my man into coming out. That'd be something good. Two old school cars getting down like that. That would be all right. People would probably enjoy that one. I know I would. I know I love seeing Velour and Crush Velvet.
Yeah, man.
Shoot.
But Squish, man, I'm about to call it.
Go ahead. Nah, I'm through. You can go ahead and close it out. I don't think we got
Oh, yeah, I'm about to close it out, man. We're about to get on this highway and head to the crib. I'm in Pine Lake. I'm out here in Pine Lake right now with the family.
Okay.
All right, okay. Thanks everybody for calling in. Sorry for the little inconvenience we had at 8 o'clock. We had to stop the show at 8:30 today. Tune in next Sunday. I actually tune in Thursday to Big Jam Show, 8 o'clock. Then our show comes the following Sunday. So we'll see everybody next Sunday at 8 o'clock. All right, y'all. Peace out.